Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from Zechariah chapter 8, verses 7 through 17. Thus says the Lord of hosts, Behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country, and I will bring them to dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, in faithfulness and in righteousness. Thus says the Lord of hosts, Let your hands be strong, you who in these days have been hearing these words from the mouth of the prophets, since the day that the foundation of the house of the Lord of hosts was laid, that the temple might be built. For before those days there was no wage for man, or any wage for beast, neither was there any safety from the face of him who went out or came in. For I set every man against his fellow. But now I will not deal with the remnant of this people as in the former days, says the Lord of hosts. For there shall be a sowing of peace, the vine shall yield its fruit, and the ground shall give its increase, and the heavens shall give their dew. And I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. And as you have been a byword of cursing among the nations, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I save you, and you shall be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong. For thus says the Lord of hosts, As I purposed to do evil to you, when your fathers provoked me to wrath, and I did not relent, says the Lord of hosts, So again have I purposed in these days to do good to Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Fear not, these are the things that you shall do. Speak the truth to one another. Render in your gates judgments that are true, and make for peace. Do not despise evil in your hearts against one another, and love no false oath. For all these things I hate, says the Lord. The second reading is from Zechariah chapter 8, verses 19 through 23. Thus says the Lord of hosts, The fasts of the fourth month, and the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth, shall be to the house of Judah seasons of joy and gladness, and cheerful feasts. Therefore love truth and peace. Thus says the Lord of hosts, People shall yet come, even the inhabitants of many cities. The inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, Let us go at once to entreat the favor of the Lord, and to seek the Lord of hosts. I am going. Many peoples and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem, and to entreat the favor of the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, In those days 10 men from the nations of every tongue shall take hold of the robe of a Jew, saying, Let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you.
On this day, the 16th of February, we commemorate Pamphilios, the martyr, and his companions. This martyr contested during the reign of Maximian in the year 290 in Caesarea of Palestine, and was put to death by command of Firmilian, the governor of Palestine. His fellow contestants' names are Valens, Paul, Seleucus, Porphyrios, Julian, Theodulos, and 5 others from Egypt, Elias, Jeremias, Esaias, Samuel, and Daniel. Their martyrdom is recorded in Book 8, Chapter 11 of Eusebius's Ecclesiastical History, called The Martyrs of Palestine.
Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and lives of the saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.